This morning I want you to think of your most comfort food or drink in your mind. And what I mean is those comfortable things that really on the perfect day or the most depressing day. And hopefully we don't get into like illegal drugs here, all right? But food and drink, perhaps. That is one of those things that's, I don't know if it's necessarily a vice, but just a gift or something that comforts us on both of the extremes. And I'll tell you what mine is. Mine is McDonald's. It is two cheeseburgers, no pickles, fries, a Coke. And if it's really, you know, a tough day or a wonderful day, is a chocolate shake. That's it. Every time. If like a really bad day, that's the food nourishment of my heart. The comfortable food to just have something that, man, this day just, this is just a bad day or a hard day. Often at the same time, after, for instance, after a triathlon or Graham's marathon. That was an awesome day. That was the best. There's what I want. That's the best stuff, right? Now, I mention that because physically, I think most of us have something like that. And we want to be careful that at one level, that's fine, right? To have modesty and you know, just not to go crazy on food and drink, especially again illegal stuff. But to know that that's something normal of humans. I mentioned that, of course, not just McDonald's. Not like I'm doing advertisement right now for them. But that's what Matthew 11:28-30 is. You talk about the most nourishment, one of the most nourishment verses in the Bible. No matter the worst stuff that's going on, and the happiest. You know, because sometimes when we hear Matthew, when we hear, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." We need to remember that, especially, you know, we know that more because we hear it more with funerals or sad days or tough times. But we should have that as well when we're happy and joyful, because we're still humans, we're still sinfulness, and we still don't need to remember it's not us. When we think we got everything going on right now, keep that balance with this. And this is how we get nourished in our souls, in our spiritual journey. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." Now finally, when we hear this gift, for the tops and the less and the experiences, how often we hear the word oppressed, different groups are oppressed. Well, I would invite them, any of them, to read this passage. Because anybody that's oppressed, Jesus already experienced it. And Jesus saved us. So Matthew 11:28-30. The comfort food of our souls.